And the way Holmes and Arrow was set up back then is they had a group in Mercury that primarily supported the AEC people and their little projects. Then they had a group that supported the Los Alamos people. They had a group that supported the Livermore people. Mm-hmm. And they had a group that supported DNA or DOD up in the tunnels.
Okay.
And I stayed with the group in Mercury that supported AEC people and did their projects. And then budget restraints came along, and there wasn't enough money to keep me full-time there. Mm-hmm. So I transferred out and I went to work in the group that supported Livermore in Area 2. And it's sort of a strange relationship. The AEC at that time had two people in Mercury, two electrical engineers. One was power, one was cable communications. Mm-hmm. They had counterparts downtown that had the same thing, and they were supported by the downtown H&N office. But the power engineer set me up to do a project, and what happens, they were doing an event, I believe it was called Scissors, but moving equipment around, you'd have to take it down to get it underneath the power lines. Mm-hmm. So what I basically did is I designed a little loop that went underneath the road, and we used high voltage cable, and that way you didn't have to take cranes down and all that sort of thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And it, that seemed like a very straightforward job to me.
Uh-huh.
And what I later found out was the high voltage cable actually had been installed in Livermore's area. Mm-hmm. And then they moved the camp, so it sat empty. It was just two poles along the road with these cables hanging there, not being used. Well, the laboratory feels that that was their property because they requested it, they justified it, and it was out of their budget. Mm-hmm. AEC feels that because they paid for everything, that it was theirs, and they could use it where they wanted.
Uh-huh.
So, during the summer when the electrical engineer from Livermore went on vacation, the AEC man got Rico to take that cable out of there and put it over into this Los Alamos event that was going on.
Uh-huh.
So, that was the sort of things that went on.